Somebody from today, God will take over your battle. I said, somebody from today, God is taking over your battle. I don't believe that my enemies should die. No, I believe they should be alive to see me build this place, have everything here settled, everything settled. Before the very eyes of my enemy. Because the Bible says, thou preparest a table before me. Where? In the presence of my enemies. It's more painful. It's more painful. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor you are unstoppable. Tell everybody around you. Everybody around you. Tell her now. Don't you tell her. Praise the Lord. You are unstoppable. I am unstoppable. You too, you are unstoppable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you come here, you are coming to meet a people that believe in a God that answers prayers. That testimony on Friday night. Oh, that testimony made me to look at God in another dimension. God told her, I am the God that answers prayers. In an accident, 40 people in a bus, everybody died in that accident. And she was supposed to die now. She thought, look, only she and her own sister in that bus. They were not sitting together. And then, they were the only ones alive. And they were even helping to go and carry the corpses. And then she was saying, everybody go die, and only me and my sister there. What happened? What happened? And the voice spoke to her, I am the God that answers prayers. Amen. That's the God we serve. Know that anytime you pray, you are not praying to empty air. You are praying to a God that answers prayers. If you are not too busy doing anything more important, well, you know there's a prayer program going on in any living church. I say living church. And you can go there. Go there. And if you're a member of that church, there's any prayer program going, go there. He said the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God is prayer. It's prayer. A Christian that does not pray, you will be a miserable Christian. You will go to heaven, no? But when we will not overcome, because we are supposed to be overcomers, when we'll be giving our testimony, when we get to heaven, I will tell you how I was unstoppable. And you will tell me how you were stopped. Like Lazarus and Abraham. All of them, they were in heaven, but one enjoyed the earth. Then go enjoy heaven again. The other one, the poverty, he died, but he was in heaven. You'll be a holy sister, a holy brother, but a poor holy brother, a poor holy sister, a sick holy brother, a sick holy sister, an unemployed holy brother, an unemployed holy sister. It happens. Satan, anything that will make a Christian enjoy, he will attack it. You will see a dream and you are in expectation. You open your mouth, talk and finish. You want to be king, be Joseph. God tell you, say you will be king, then all of us are going to serve you. Okay, before that time come, we will deal with you. Praise the Lord. That is why once you receive any prophecy, you receive any dream, now it becomes prayer point for you. Because Satan must come and stop it. Try to stop it. But we are overcomers through God. That is why in this ministry, prayer here. Every week we have vigil. And I sincerely believe, with all of my heart, that I believe 7 days of the week that churches should organize at least one day general prayers. vigil. Why we say vigil? It's for two reasons. One, everybody has time, more people have time to attend. And secondly, there are more time to pray. You have so many hours to pray. And then thirdly, that is the hour principalities and powers. They cook up their wickedness. So it's confronting them at their own time of their own battle time. And any church, I asked somebody, he said, vigil, come vigil. He said, when he came here, they say every Friday, vigil. He said, how is it possible? I said, what do you mean? He said, the last time he attended a vigil was 8 years ago. And he was a minister in that church. What happened? He said, they don't have vigil. And that 8 years ago was just maybe some 2 or 3 hours they prayed or so. I know another time, another church, they said they do vigil on Friday, but that vigil, they start the vigil 3 a.m. So what happened? All of them, they will come to church. You know, it's not a very big church, but it's a very old church. How can they ever progress? They will come and everybody find somewhere and sleep and rest and gather yourselves. And then when it's 3 a.m., they wake them, say, let's start prayers. So that by 5 o'clock, they are finished. Where are you coming from? From VG. I told them, I said, that your pastor, maybe he's a witch. He brings all of you to sleep so that he will collect all your glory when you are sleeping. Or he leaves all of you to sleep because that is the time he do his witchcraft meeting. So when he finishes, come, then we're going to do religious prayer. I believe that prayer should not be a program. It should be part of your weekly activities. You must have Bible study and you must have prayer as part of your weekly service. Somebody, you are hearing me now, you are a pastor. Wake up. If you are not able to do it, you are lazy. And a lazy man cannot be a soldier of the Lord. Can't be a leader in the battlefield. You are a lazy person. Prayer must be part of you. In this church here, every member that is a member, I don't mean those lazy members, so those who are real bona fide members, all of them have at least 2 vigils every week. One, you belong to a prayer group. And your prayer group, every prayer group here, we have about 10 prayer groups here. And once every week, they have their own group vigil. Once every week. Then we have the general vigil every Friday. Everybody attends. Then those prayer groups again, regularly, they go to the mountain or go to the camp to go and sort themselves out. What else? I am born again. What else? Is I'm now left to possess my possession. And God sees you special only if you know how to walk by his principles. You are born again, then you sit down like that. God said, "Good, they look you as you look you, and they look at," he said, "Good, they look you. See your blessing for his hand, but he will not release it to you until you ask for it." He knows you are facing a battle. If you don't ask him to take over that battle, he will be looking at you. You will cry. He said, "Good, they pity you. Yeah, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Praise the Lord. That is why we are here. One minister was telling me yesterday, say, see him. Okay, we had vigil here last night, all the ministers, and he say, today again, he has vigil this night again. Tomorrow again, another vigil. Then he say, on Friday again, vigil. He say, pastor, work too much for this church. Amen. I said, are you not happy? But there is a result. There's no problem that enters here without solution. And today, no problem that follow you here will follow you home. Yeah. How many people said amen from their heart? Yeah. I have seen the reality of God. I have confirmed that there is a God that answers prayers. If you will pray, I encourage you, every Tuesday, come here. It is healing and deliverance. A very simple thing God uses, the water. Somebody here, the thing that is eating your blessing today will die. Anything that has been destroying your expectation, that is the spirit of abortion, miscarriage, that says your expectation shall not manifest, today, it will die. That spirit will leave you today. And that's not the only one. On Sunday, I was at the altar here and I was seeing something. But I didn't wait because we were closing. I asked a few people here, I said, does a snake have an egg? I said, does a snake have an egg? Now, I didn't know. I didn't know much about snakes. I thought they used to deliver their young ones like that. I didn't know. So there was a coordinator that was standing here. I asked him. There was a coordinator that was standing here. He's not here today. I asked two people. Somebody, one of those cameramen. Where is Adepts? I also asked him. He was standing with one camera. I walked to him. I said, come. Snake, they do egg. He said, he don't know. I come out. I asked this one. I asked him again. I think one minister was ministering then. I saw a woman in the spirit delivered eggs. That was on Sunday. I pray that that woman will be here again today because I didn't give that revelation. Whoever the woman is, if that person is here, your deliverance has come. I'm telling you. Whether the person is here or not, God will show me what he was doing. I saw a woman delivered eggs. In short, some little eggs came out of her. Then the eggs broke. Then I saw snakes coming out. Amen. So when yesterday, I saw that on Sunday, yesterday, this sister from Spain called me. Then I began to say, maybe God was telling me also that somebody has that type of snake that has been eating up. So today it born children for inside of you, get egg for inside. Today that snake will die. I said today that snake will die. I repeat, today that snake will die. I know some people are coming here for the first time. Can you just wave your hand? You many? Can you stand up? Can you stand up? There are many. Let the old members clap now. Clap for them now. Praise the Lord. Please, anybody near them, you have the Holy Ghost. Can you shake them and tell them something good, something, anything good? Come, let's bless you at the altar.
Do not doubt what you have told in the life. For the Lord who has called you has never failed. So do not doubt
what you have told in the life.
Coming for the first time.
Say, do not doubt what you are told. For the Lord who has called you has never failed. In the beginning, when God was created, the whole world, do you know He had you in mind? Do you know He had you in mind? Do you know He had you in mind when He was creating the whole world? His eyes are not blind that He cannot see your situation.
Thank you very much.
See? That He cannot hear your prayer. His ears are not too sharp. That He cannot reach out unto you.
Thank you, thank you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are here every Tuesday like this, but I want to ask a question. Maybe you will wonder why that man, that lady, Sister Juliet from Spain, said it was when she went and got baptized that she received her deliverance. See, I know about two people today that came to see us, and we told them, you must be baptized today. The reason is because almost everybody coming here, you are from one church or the other. And you must have been baptized. Is there anybody here that has not been baptized? Among those of you here now, you've not had water baptism, but you didn't go to church. Sorry, ma'am. Which church? Which church do you go?
Well, the church I was going before is different. I just changed my church name this year.
Whichever church we are going, how long were you in that church?
Let's say I do change church.
Okay, you didn't have a church.
Yes, I don't have a permanent church before.
So that means you don't have a pastor. You have never had your own pastor.
This year now that I now have a pastor. I have a permanent church that I'm going.
From January this year.
Yes.
That was your New Year resolution. So from that time, that means you must have spent up to 2 months now in that church.
Yes.
About 2 months now. Have you been baptized there?
No.
When will you be baptized?
I don't know, sir.
They have not spoken about it yet.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
But they have been preaching about tithe and offering there.
Yes.
Since you came. Now, the one where they worry, they preach now. But the one that affects your salvation is not preached. That pastor is a wicked pastor, whichever church it is. That pastor doesn't want you to go to heaven. He's after your pocket, not your soul. Ha! Somebody go fear to put up hand. Who is the other person? Now you, which church?
Anglican.
You never baptized?
I was baptized there.
No, I say if you have not been baptized, you go to church and they never baptize you. You never baptized.
Yes.
Which church did they go?
Redeem.
Redeem. Redeem.
Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since last 2 years.
2 years, but redeemed, then they do baptism now.
They didn't baptize
me. But some people baptize now.
They didn't measure it.
The branch you attend. The branch you attend, they never do baptism.
No, sir.
They didn't tell you to come for baptismal class.
It's a small church, they just opened. It's a small church, they just opened.
They don't open. How long have you been in that place?
I started last 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
2 years, the redeem. Don't say it's not possible. It is possible. It's a branch. He attends a branch. It depends on the pastor of that branch. Who again? Who again? We never baptized, but you go to church. Who? Yes, which church?
Winners Chapel.
But then they baptized there now.
Yes.
Why have you not been baptized? You didn't feel like. But do you pay your tithe?
No, sir.
You don't pay tithe. You don't pay tithe in that church. You are not a proper winner. Because Oyedepo preaches prosperity and he teaches the principles very well. Every member there, you pay tithe and you make vows. Seriously. Has he ever blessed anointing oil for you? Has Oyedepo ever blessed anointing oil for you?
No, sir.
You are a fake member. Fake member. You are not a winner, you are a loser. All the winners, this is the... then they pay tithe, where? Then they anoint oil, where? And they believe in mantle, handkerchief. And you just they go to church, you don't know what thing they do there, they follow them, they go. I pity you. Who again? Who they go to church again? Whenever baptized. Yeah, which one be your own?
Redeemed church, sir.
Redeemed?
Yes, sir.
If they're the same category with that one, redeemed, they baptize. You fear, say you go fail a school for baptism, that's why. Eh?
That is it, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
You know, say, you know they pass any exam, so there's no need to go. That's the reason why you never go. Now, baptismal school, now that's school thing. But now, since you are afraid of school, here, we know they do school. Will you be baptized now? Now, I will. No pay, nothing. Just, in fact, today, you can be baptized.
By the grace of God.
You will be baptized. Okay. Now, that school be your problem. Any other person? Eh? Now, you see, you will discover that when you come here, the first message, the day that Apostle Peter preached in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the first crusade that they made, what was it that the believer, their hearts were pricked, the Bible says so, their hearts were pricked, and they began to ask after they heard the gospel, men and brethren, what shall we do? They have heard the gospel. That same day, they ask, now that you have told us who Jesus is, now that you have told us this new revival that is going on, now that you are speaking to us about grace, we are under the law. Now you are telling us the true way of salvation, who this Jesus is, about his blood, about the cross, about how that he came to fulfill the prophecy that Moses gave us. That's the prophet we are expecting. What shall we do? And Peter said, you will attend baptismal class. Eh? He told them he had the keys to the kingdom. He said, repent. And I'm quoting Acts chapter 2 verse 38. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is still applicable to today. And anybody, anywhere you go, the day you give your life to Christ, once it is possible, depending on where it happened, the next thing is go and be baptized. So that the sins that he went to pay for on the cross on Calvary can be remitted. Then you stand justified before God. Any other pastor that claims to be a pastor and downplays this aspect, he doesn't know the process of salvation. And the accuser of the brethren is accusing us. What's the accuser? It's our sins that were already nailed to the cross on Calvary. When you enter that water and come out, every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. It is only after then that you can go for prayers, that you can go for deliverance, and it will work. You see? Now, so if you have not been baptized, it's because you were not told the importance of baptism. Your Christian faith starts first with repentance, then you go for those sins to be remitted through water baptism. Water baptism is you identifying with the death of Jesus Christ, his burial and his resurrection. And water baptism must be by immersion. So, there is wrong baptism and there is the correct water baptism. And most churches do it wrongly. Anglican. Somebody say baptized for Anglican here. Infant baptism is wrong.
Infant baptism.
It's wrong. Because the infant, did you repent before you were baptized?
I was 3 months old.
Did you repent?
I don't know anything then.
So did you baptize? At 3 months, did you give your life to Christ?
my mommy will know.
Your mommy. And the Bible says, every man shall give account of himself. Your mommy will not speak for you. Praise the Lord. So you go back and rebaptize. Not in Anglican. Because even as an adult, if they baptize you by sprinkling you with water, it is wrong. So Catholic baptism is wrong. Now when I say it's wrong, I am making reference to baptism that pertains to salvation. Now, the Catholic religion, every religion, they have their own way of doing their things. And I'm not condemning it for it, because Muslims, before they enter mosque, then they wash hand, wash head, wash everywhere before they enter. That is according to their religion. The Anglican religion, they sprinkle water. Catholic religion, they sprinkle water. And there are many things that the Catholic religion does. That is what they believe in. And so many other religions, by whatever name they go. Now, sometimes you think that that is Christianity. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It is their own church. Like in Anglican, for instance, after you have done whatever it is, they call it, there are certain processes you go through before you become a communicant. Before you can take part in communion. Okay? Then there is confirmation. Now, they are not confirming you into the body of Jesus Christ. They are confirming you into the membership of their religion. It has nothing to do with salvation. That's where people make mistakes. And it is their own religion. That is why they have their own way of promoting people and placing them in offices. Maybe as far as the ministry is concerned, you could start with layman, lay reader. Become ordinary pastor. Then you become senior pastor. Then you become reverend. Then you become reverend doctor. Then you become archbishop. I saw one appointment that somebody has in another religion yesterday on television. It's Celestial Church. He said it's his eminence, Cardinal Olu something. You know, then he dressed in white with a white cap and, you know. Now, some people will look at that and think that is Christianity. Now, it has nothing to do with Christianity, because there is no office in Christianity as a cardinal. But you can be the cardinal of your religion. Now, so that is why I say I am not condemning them. Buddhists, they have their own. Hindus, they have their own. You know, it's a religion. That is what they believe. But when you want to make it look as if it is a Christian doctrine, then we have the Bible to condemn what you are doing, that it is not scriptural. That is our manual. So if you baptize according to your church, now come and baptize according to the Bible. See, you have done it according to your church. Fine. Now do it according to the Bible for your salvation. Because salvation is not in any church, not even in Brother Assembly. Salvation is in Christ Jesus. That is God's meeting point with man. Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And there is only one mediator between God and man. And it's not your godmother. It's not your godfather in your baptism day. The Bible says it's the man Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. You cannot get to the Father through Mary. You cannot get to the Father through any Saint Jude, Saint Bartholomew, Saint Thomas, St. Francis. You know what I mean. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like that. I'm talking Bible. Amen. But there are religions that, you know, do whatever they want to do. That is according to their religion. I am a preacher of the Bible. So when you come here, I want you to know what I am preaching, what we believe here. And listen, that if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The new creature there is not a new name that will be given to you when you baptize. My baptismal name is this because my name had to change. Now I have been baptized. That is not the meaning. It is your church giving you another name. What they are is a new creature, is a new identity. Old lifestyle is gone. All things become new. It is a change of identity, not your change of name. And you better be very, very careful because there's a book that has names. Those names were written from the foundation of the world. It is the book of life. So this one with the change name. That name, so are you sure that name now they write there? They tell they will call, you don't go to answer now because now your church gives you that name. The name that God recognizes is the name that your parents gave you when they gave birth to you. That name doesn't come anyhow. That name is given by inspiration. Because they are the parents, they are the ones that should give you that name. And they give you that name, it becomes the name that is already written in heaven. If you are in the process, you are part of God's plan for salvation. I am saying all this. Nobody comes here and remains the same. But the secret here is in following the Bible. Because God will honor his word anywhere he finds it. Here we stand on this Bible and the devil can do nothing to stop us because God watches over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. Not because you are in brother assembly, but because you are in his word. Because you stand in his word. And a lot of people all over the world, they call us, their eyes of understanding have been opened. Water baptism is by immersion. You see, so all of you that baptize by sprinkling, you are wrong. Today, we have baptismal cloth, we have baptismal dress. Go, and the pool is ready. Do you believe? Yes. Have you decided to repent? Yes. To serve the Lord with all your heart? Yes. According to the Bible, in the basis of your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, put you inside the water, and bring you out. You have been baptized. Heaven records it for you. And you can make reference to that day anytime you are praying. Satan has nothing to accuse you again. And then those of you who come from deeper life, assemblies of God, Four Square, Pentecostal churches, all of them, redeemed. Who again? All Pentecostal churches. You baptize by immersion, but there is wrong immersion. And most of them baptize it wrongly. Because Matthew 28 verse 19 says, you should baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is where confusion comes in. He said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. And the name of the Father, according to the Bible, is the name of the Son. And the name of the Son is the name of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. And when Jesus said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, at least you know the name of the Son. The name of the Son is Jesus. According to the Bible, the name of the Father he gave to the Son. So the name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. Jesus is coming in the name, the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of Jesus. When Jesus told his disciples, go and baptize in the name, his emphasis in that commandment is the name. Because that is the name for our salvation. That is the name for our redemption. We cast our spirit in that name. Colossians 3, verse 17, he says, in words or in deeds, whatever you do, say, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15 says, the whole family in heaven and on earth is named after that name, Jesus. Our family name is Jesus because our Father's name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15 says. It's the name of our Father. It's our family name. That's why we are called Christians. We are named after him. If anybody takes you inside the water and says, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and put inside water and come out, he is repeating and reciting Matthew 28, verse 19, instead of obeying it. Go and baptize in the name. Look for the name. If his name is Jesus, the name of the Son is Jesus, then the commandment says, go and baptize in the name of the Son. You will go. I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is the name of the Son. What is the name of the Father? That is why all baptism in the Bible was done in the name of Jesus. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Satan knows this principle. But many reverend doctors don't know it. Archbishops, they don't know it. And some of them, they know because they hear us on our television broadcast. But they are too proud to go and correct it. But salvation is a personal thing. And you can catch this revelation and God gives you opportunity to correct it. It is for your salvation, because that is the first step to your salvation. If your sins have not been remitted, then your sins remain with you and no sinner is going to heaven. And above all, you remain under the control of Satan, because he knows the principle. That's the much I can say to welcome you people. I welcome you all in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Can you go back to your seats? By this water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ.